Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to another episode of the Madhouse Podcast. As always, I am your host, Mad Max. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about Madam Web, and boy, oh boy, this was a perfect movie to kind of get into this whole situation. So, this movie was directed by S.J. Clarkson. The movie stars Dakota Johnson, Sydney Sweeney, Celeste O'Connor, Isabella Merced, Tahar Rahim, Mike Epps, Emma Roberts, and Adam Scott. Now, this movie is the fourth film in the SSU, which is what is now being called the Sony's Spider-Man universe. This film follows the, the two Venom films, this film, and then I believe it Morbius. And so they already got their own universe, and good God, Sony just, I'm going to give my opinion about this whole thing at the end. But anyway, so Dakota Johnson stars as Cassandra Webb, who has the ability to see and predict things of the future. And she is trying to figure out why these three teenagers are about to be murdered by a man who clearly has spider abilities as well, but he's not Spider-Man and things like that. So Ezekiel Sims's character is, his whole purpose as the main bad guy is that in the future, when he's an old man, he's murdered by three women with similar abilities to his. And he's trying to go, not necessarily go back in time, but he's trying to kill them before they kill him. And then Dakota Johnson gets involved, and she has the same ability. And it's like, okay, basically, it's the Terminator. You know, you're trying to protect these three young girls from being murdered for a reason unknown and everything like that. And I really don't understand what the hell were they going to try to accomplish with this film. It didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. From a storytelling aspect, this movie's okay. You know, the only thing I know about Madam Web is that she has that ability and, you know, the web universe and everything like that. And in the animated show back in the 90s, she's portrayed as a much older woman. You know, I don't know if this was supposed to be like an origin or this was supposed to be like something radically different or anything like that. But Madam Web was actually voiced by Stan Lee's wife, Joan, in the original animated series. And so, you know, that's the only thing I really know about the Madam Web character. Never read any of her comic books or anything like that. I just, that was her character in that show. So, but she, the same thing, she had the ability to see the future and, you know, she would change things and everything like that. So this movie kind of took that concept and, you know, now they're going to save the three girls. And Sony basically made a superhero movie with no superheroes. Madam Web gets her ability, succeeds her mission, and thus our adventure begins. But we never see the three girls turn into the Spider-Woman. You know, Spider-Girl or Spider-Woman or, you know, Black Spider. We never saw any of that. You don't ever see that. You know, this is just a vision of that. You know, Madam Web does not even, you know, wear her signature outfit, you know, other than the fact that at the end she's, you know, wears the glasses and everything like that. But nothing about this is connected to any type of Spider-Verse really at all. You know, they try to do all this other stuff to try to make it work, and this movie was a stretch. It really was. I don't understand why Sony decided to go this route. And I think the only good thing about this film is that there are some aspects of it. You know, the guy, Adam Scott's character, is essentially Ben Parker. You know, he, in the movie, he meets a girl, but you never find out his name. Also, his sister-in-law gives birth to a son, which they don't know. They don't ever say the name, which I was like, okay, you're avoiding it for a particular reason. But we all know that, you know, that's Peter Parker and everything like that. So it's like, we get it. You know, we get it, dude. We get what you're trying to do. We see through this bullshit that you're trying to put over us. But, you know, it really doesn't surprise me that Sony would go this way. And, you know, Sony was trying to live up to its own reputation. But at this point, Sony's reputation is just tarnishing these fucking superhero movies like they always do, man. It's like, man, I don't understand why Sony would decide to make all these spinoffs from the Spider universe and just trash them all the way through. You know, Sony has not had a good superhero movie since 2004, which is the second Sam Raimi Spider-Man film. Spider-Man 3 was okay. You know, it's got some stuff that you can enjoy with it, but overall it wasn't that great. Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2 were both horrible. Venom, the first Venom with Tom Hardy, was okay. Venom Let There Be Carnage was terrible. Morbius was terrible. Madam Web, terrible. I don't give a shit how good Kraven the Hunter is supposed to be, but Jesus Christ, I mean, if all you're going to make is just trash movies, then why not just give those characters back to Marvel and let Marvel do it? You know, I don't understand why sign on to do this type of movie when Sony's just going to trash it all the way through. It's like, I really don't understand why Sony thinks that what they're doing is going to sell tickets or be innovative and things like that. They had their chance to do all that, and they failed every single time. You know, I don't understand that. Marvel needs to buy back their properties and just, you know, let Marvel do it. Let Marvel do what they have to do and everything like that. I guarantee you, if Marvel would have been the one, Marvel and Disney would have been the one behind the scenes pulling the strings, this would have been really, really, these movies would be really, really good. I don't understand that, but anyway, Madam Web, it had some entertaining moments. Like, I liked the moments with Dakota Johnson and the three teenagers. I liked that. You know what I mean? Like, their camaraderie, it very similar to the Marvels. You know, even though that movie was horrible too, it's the camaraderie among the girls that everybody, that's entertaining, it's enjoyable, and things like that. The movie is set in 2003. A lot of plot holes are there and everything like that, and it really kind of comes to show you that, you know, there's really not a whole lot of there's not a sense of identity with this film other than the fact that it takes place in 2003 and all this other stuff and things like that. It feels like those mid-2000s action movie with, you know, a modern CGI fest in there. And, you know, I don't understand why they went through all this trouble. I respect S.J. Clarkson's attempt. This is not her directorial debut. She's known for a lot of shows and everything like that. This was her first big budget movie and everything like that. And she kind of got away with a lot of things, but I think her talent was just wasted because of fucking Sony, as was Dakota Johnson. I was never really a fan of Dakota Johnson. You know, I didn't could care less about the 50 Shades films, and, you know, she had those brief moments in 21 Jump Street and in The Social Network, but I was never really sold on her, you know, and things like that. Everyone else in this film, you know, Sydney Sweeney, to be honest, if you're not going to know who she is unless you watch Euphoria, Isabel Merced, she had been in a couple of other films. Like, I don't know if she did a lot of smaller films and some, like, straight-to-streaming services film, and then O'Connor. To be honest, I don't even know who she was. And then the fact they had Mike Epps and Emma Roberts and Adam Scott in this film, I felt like they had to have some type of recognizable faces, but they really created, it's almost kind of like what they did with Birds of Prey. They called it was Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. I'm like, okay, it's a long-ass title, but why the fuck? All right, this doesn't make sense. Don't call your movie Birds of Prey or Harley Quinn Birds of Prey and not have the birds in it at all. don't call this Madam Web and then, you know, put all your promotional material having the three girls become the spider women that we know from the comic book. But then when the movie comes out, don't, you know, that doesn't happen really at all. And that's what's really, it's really, really misdirected. I think I see the same similarities, like the same promotion. I think the reason why Birds of Prey was such a failure was because of how it was promoted. And I strongly believe that Sony did the same thing with Madam Web. It's promoted to be like the next step in this universe that Sony's created. But what Sony fails to realize is that nobody gives a shit about this universe because their movies are not that good. And it's like, come on, man. When is it going to finally hit Sony that they should take all their characters from their video game franchises and make their own universe within the video games? They don't need to make comic books because they don't do very relatively well. You know, like I said, I've named the movies that they've been doing since 2004, 2005, and things like that, and none of them have been, you know, what have compared to Marvel. And it's like, yeah, they'll make bank at the box office, but that only gets you so far. You know, Marvel and DC have made some fantastic superhero films since then. And to be honest, I don't think any of these films that Sony has done in the past couple of years have been any better than what Marvel and DC had done. You know, I'd rather watch, you know, the Marvels or Quantumania before I watch Madam Web again. You know, I don't know what the ending result was supposed to be with this, but it really didn't lead to nowhere. It's like they want us to care and want us to be invested into this, but they're not giving us enough to be invested of. Dakota Johnson is an okay actress and everything like that, but I didn't buy her as a superhero. Sydney Sweeney, Isabel Merced and O'Connor, they're good for the roles that they have and everything like that. Like, their performances was okay, but to be honest, they're relatively nobodies. They're not given enough screen time or enough character development to understand that what they're about to do, you know, and everything like that. And they try to rip off a lot of what Spider-Man was all about. Like, when the guy tells Dakota Johnson, you know, once you tap in, you will unlock, you know, a great power. And I'm like, oh, really? You're just going to leave it at that? Just with great power. And with great power comes great responsibility. I'm like, just say it. You know, like, what are you scared of? Like, you're part of this universe now, so I don't understand why you just can't come out and say it like that. But that's neither here nor there. I really don't understand. This movie was terrible. The writing, the directing was okay. Like, some of the stuff, like, it's shot on location in New York. So there's that. You know, it does feel like kind of how, you know, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man's though, and everything like that. Then I realized somebody put it on social media that they use some of the exact same shots from Sam Raimi's first two Spider-Man, and they really thought that we wouldn't notice. And I don't know, man. This movie's just all over the place. It doesn't really have a sense of identity. You're not behind Dakota Johnson because she's not a likable person in this movie. You know, you don't give a shit about the main villain because he's hardly there. There's nothing interesting about him to care, you know, and everything like that. And even when he's stalking these three teenagers, it's like that they easily get away from him. And I'm like, okay. And these girls don't have any powers yet. And yet they're still outsmarting him when they work together. And I'm like, wow, okay. So I can't take this guy seriously. He doesn't have a name. You know, his suit is just an all black Spider-Man suit with red lines. And I'm just like, okay, where is this going? And things like that. And I'm like, all right, I'm not invested into this film. And I knew this was going to be bad going in, but I just kind of wanted to get my own opinion, and my opinion stands, man. This is probably by far, and I think the only good thing, the one thing that this movie did, the good thing that it did, is that it made me believe that Morbius is a much better movie than this, because I don't know what Sony was going for with this, but they fucking missed it by a long shot. And as of right now, they need to stop. Like, Kraven the Hunter will come out, and it could be as good as fucking The Dark Knight, but it's not going to save the rest of the universe that they're trying to create and everything like that. Just stop already. Give it up. send it back to Marvel. Marvel needs to either take back their property or just buy Sony altogether and everything like that. And that'll be the end of it. Sony needs to just stop making these fucking movies because they're not getting better. They're getting worse and they're wasting money. And they're wasting all these potential of all these incredible filmmakers and actors and actresses. And I don't understand that. You're just wasting their time, you know, thinking you can make a profit. I'm like, come on, man. These people deserve better. The characters deserve better. The cast and crew deserve better. And, you know, Sony just needs to wake up and just see that already because this is fucking ridiculous by now. So I don't know what the end game is going to be, but, you know, hopefully we'll get something out of it. And I'm hoping after Kraven the Hunter comes out and whether it bombs or whether it is a good movie, but Sony will get out of them. Sony will stop making superhero movies this far out. So anyways, that's going to go ahead and do it for today's episode. If you like the episode, be sure to follow the podcast on all podcast outlets, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Play, Odyssey, Reddit, wherever you're getting your podcast from. Be sure to follow the podcast on all social media outlets, whether it's Instagram or X, the Madhouse21. Let me know what you guys thought about Madam Web. Have you seen it? What did you think about it? Whatever the case may be, let me know. Instagram and X, the Madhouse21. Be on the lookout for more episodes as they come out. Got a bunch of stuff coming out this week, so be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for anything and everything that comes out of this podcast. And of course, as always, be sure to embrace your inner madness.